Game 4 of the World Series Saturday night. Prior to the game, Zach Britton and Kenley Jansen named the relievers of the year for their respective leagues. And a couple of Hall of Famers getting festivities going. Fergie Jenkins and Greg Maddux with the ceremonial first pitches. On the hill for the home team, John Lackey, as the Cubs look to even up the Fall Classic at 2 wins apiece. Opposing Lackey is Corey Kluber, starting on 3 days rest for the second time this postseason, but the Indians ace had a bumpy bottom of the first.
That's in the center. Here comes Fowler. The Cubs strike first. And this is the theme for tonight for the Cubs. Anyway, anyhow. The payoff swung on, hit high and deep to right. Hayward's back on the track, looking up, it is gone, and we've got a tie game. Carlos Santana with his first World Series hit, and wind or no wind, he blasts one into right field, and just like that, the Cubs' lead is gone. Chisenhall at second, Naquin at first. Game tied at 1, 2 out, 2 on, second inning, full count on Kluber, and the payoff pitch. Swung on a little dribbler, third base side, charging Bryant, bare hand grab, throw on the run, it's not in time! Here comes the runner from third, Chisenhall to score, ball got away from Rizzo at first, on his way to third is Naquin, and the Indians have a 2-1 lead. On a swinging bunt single, halfway down the third baseline by Corey Kluber. Lackey pumps, fires. Kipnis with a line shot to deep right. This is down the line, headed for the corner. It'll bounce into that corner for extra bases. Hayward will throw towards second, but Kipnis has a double.
That's inside as Lackey drops down, doesn't get the call, and it's a full count. Lindor shoots one into right center field, a base hit. Fowler over to cut it off. In to score is Kipnis. It's 3-1 from a near strikeout on the previous pitch, and there's Lindor right in the middle of it.
Here comes the pitch to him. Called strike three on the inside corner. And now Contreras is an unhappy customer at the plate. Here's the pitch. There goes Hayward again, but it's swung on and missed. Strike three. And the side is retired.
That is knocked down by Montgomery. Throws wild at first, 2-on with nobody out. And Rizzo almost got Santana too far off the bag. Here's a smash into center, tagging, scoring. It's 4-1.
Coco Crisp will pinch it for Corey Kluber and face the right-hander Justin Grimm. The payoff. Swung on, line to center field, coming on as Fowler dives, and he can't make the catch. Ball rolls behind him. Crisp on his way to second. The throw to second is not in time. Left-hander Travis Wood is entering for the Chicago Cubs.
Here's a 3-1. High drive into right back at the wall. It is gone. Kipnis, a 3-run shot. And he busted open here in the seventh inning from Northbrook, Illinois. And around the bases here at Wrigley Field, he's made it 7-1.
You see what they're doing back home. They are absolutely loving this moment, as is Kipnis. They have won just about every game this man pitches.
The pitch.
Swung on, smoked to deep left center field. Guyer on the run, it's over his head and over the wall. How about that? Dexter Fowler has hit a solo homer on a line shot to left center.
No earned runs until the home run by Fowler. And now Rizzo strikes out. Zobrist went around.
The Indians pound the Cubs in game 4-7-2 to put the Tribe 1-1 away from a world championship. Corey Kluber becomes the only pitcher in baseball history with at least 35 Ks and a sub-1 ERA in his first 5 career postseason games. The Indians will try to wrap up their first world title since 1948 on Sunday as they send Trevor Bauer to the mound in Game 5. He battles the Cubs' John Lester. Jason Kipnis grew up a diehard Cubs fan in Chicago, but those days are ancient history now. His enormous 3-run homer in the seventh inning has helped put his Indians 1 win away from claiming a world championship.
The last visiting player to hit a 3-run homer in the World Series at Wrigley Field was Babe Ruth. Being a local guy, what does that mean to you?
Everything. That's all. That's amazing. Haven't been going the way I wanted to the plate, but I've been just plugging away, staying at it because I know one at bat might be big. And tonight found something a little bit again and came up huge. The offense finally bailed out our staff.
You grew up coming to games here. What would it be like to win the World Series at Wrigley Field?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Can you imagine it?
I'm starting to. I got a lot of friends and family here. And to be able to do it in Chicago, that mean a lot.
Last question. The reception you got in the dugout, what was that about?
That's been my home run cheer. I think a bunch of guys have a bunch of different ones, and mine's kind of been like the wedding chair, basically, where you get hoisted up and get carried through and give some high fives, but everyone's got some different ones, so that's my fun one.
Francisco Lindor has turned many heads this postseason. He now has 3 multi-hit games through 4 games of the World Series. He spoke about the collective offensive effort in the Indians' Game 4 win.
Frankie drove in a run, but how nice just to see the offense as a whole get going tonight.
Really nice, really nice. Just seeing Kipri, seeing Coco Santana coming out huge for us. Just that's what it's all about. You know, they haven't been successful the past couple of days, and then today, against a good pitcher, they came out and they carried us today. And Kluber, like, once again, unreal.
Yeah, Kluber pitching on 3 days rest and delivered a gem. What did you see from him?
He had a plan, like, once again. He executed. You know, he knew the guys. I've seen him before. He had to change a little bit of his plan. But he executed and he came out with the victory today.
You are 1 win away from a World Series title. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. God willing, we can do it tomorrow. If not, do it whenever. But we still got to play the game hard. Respect them because they can come back anytime. We got to stay humble and keep on working hard.
Cleveland trailed 1-0 after 1, but that deficit was short-lived as Carlos Santana led off the second with a home run off John Lackey. Santana shared his thoughts following the Indians' Game 4 win.
Carlos, home run, couple of knocks. How nice to see the offense as a whole and you as well get going.
Happy. We win the game tonight. Couple players, they doing two more hit. Kipnis, Lindor, me. And we're fine. I'm happy we win tonight, and he's very important to the team.
It's been an interesting experiment the last couple days in a National League ballpark for you. Some left field, some first base. How you feeling out there?
I feel great. I think I'm preparing. When Tito, he told me, and I'm playing left field. I try to be focused and doing to the best. And I'm excited when he told me, and we see.
You got a chance to clinch it tomorrow night. Where are you going to be playing? You going to shot at pitching, maybe catching?
I don't know. I don't know yet. So, and I know tomorrow when Tito told me and what position I'm play. And I'll be fine. The Tito, he need me, and I'm play hard.
It has been quite the roller coaster for veteran Coco Crisp. At one time, benched in Oakland with an ace team going nowhere to just 1 win away from a championship in his second tour of duty as a Cleveland Indian.
It's been a different ride for me. I've never been traded during the regular season, and I'm very fortunate that, you know, I was traded over here. I mean, I could have been pretty much anywhere, and I've just I've been blessed with the opportunity to come over here and help this ball club, and it's been a tremendous ride, and I'm happy to be here.
Coco, 1 win away from a World Series title. You're feeling what right now?
The same as I did coming into this game. You know, you can't get complacent. That team over there is, like I told Hoynsie, they're not going to count themselves out. We're not going to count them out either. We just got to come out here and try to do what we've done so far and play our game and not think that, you know, it's already in the bag, because it's not. We have to come out here and play hard and try to get the victory tomorrow, if not tomorrow, the next game. So we'll see how it all works out.
Andrew Miller finally showed he was human as he gave up his first career run in the postseason. But even up 3-1 in the series, the tall left-handed reliever is not taking this dangerous Chicago team lightly.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We have a long ways to go, though. They have John Lester tomorrow. They have a good staff. They have a good team. I think, you know, we're happy in this spot, but we've got our work cut out for us. And, you know, we go home and get some rest and get ready just like we did tonight.
There have been so many great storylines for the Tribe this year, but, and I know this isn't over yet, but for Jason Kipnis to get that hit in a game like this in his backyard.
Yeah, it always seems like somebody comes through, and I think it's a special moment for him. He's playing in front of, you know, his hometown. You know, he probably has a lot of people here. So, you know, for us, I think it doesn't matter who comes through. But, you know, happy for him. He was the big guy tonight. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it's however you win.
Andrew, you kind of downplayed what you've done this postseason. How would you put into words what Corey has done?
I don't think you can downplay it. I think he's certainly showing everybody how good he is. He might be a little bit under the radar for some reason, but I think we're glad we've got him. He's as good as they come, and he's been dominant and took out and pitched on short rest. I think a lot of people don't understand how difficult that is, and he acted like it was a regular game.
Even one win away from a championship, and with an 11-1 career record in the Fall Classic, Indian skipper Terry Francona is not intent on changing any strategy as they go into Game 5.
Did you think about not using Miller after the Kipnis home run?
No. A win is, I think you have to respect who you're playing and what they can do. Our goal tomorrow is to win. And if we have a chance to win, we'll certainly, we'll do, and we have a day off. So do the Cubs. So we'll do whatever's in our best interest to try to win the game.
With another dazzling effort in Game 4, Corey Kluber is now 2-0 thus far in the World Series. He would be available for Game 7, but the Indians ace is hoping he's pitched his last game in 2016.
I think it's business as usual. I mean, I think that we have to take tomorrow with the same approach that we've taken, every game to this point. I think that if we relax or, take our foot off the gas pedal, that's just inviting them to get momentum and come back into the series.
First inning was a little bit rocky. After that, really settled in, didn't allow a whole lot. What changed for you after that first inning?
Not much, really. I mean, the first inning, they hit two balls pretty softly that just happened to, find holes, but really didn't try to change too much after that. Just try to keep going out there and making pitches and stick with our game plan. So, I mean, obviously they scored a run, which we didn't want, but, in retrospect, it wasn't because they were, hitting the ball over the yard or anything. They're definitely more aggressive this time around, but, that's how most lineups approach me, so it wasn't anything that was really, we had to really figure out on the fly. I mean, we just kind of stuck with our game plan that we usually stay with when that's the case. And it was pretty easy to recognize early on that was what they're doing tonight. And so, like I said, we just kind of adjusted to it.
Pitching on 3 days rest for the second time this postseason, Corey Kluber was lights out yet again as he turns in 6 innings of one-run ball. For more on the Klubot's Game 4 effort, here's MLB.com's Jack Morris.
Game 4 goes to the Cleveland Indians here in Chicago as they put the Cubs against the wall and head into Game 5, all because of another solid outing from their ace, Corey Kluber. Corey Kluber went out there today, gave up a run in the first inning, but then really settled in. His teammate Carlos Santana was able to hit the home run to tie the game in the second inning. I think that took a little pressure off of him. He may have not had his best stuff early. He didn't have the good sharp breaking ball early, but he was able to control his fastball, and I think as the game went on, he got better. He certainly has shown everybody in baseball that he's the ace of the Indian staff.
Even though he finally gave up his first career run in the postseason, Andrew Miller was once again a huge weapon for Terry Francona in Game 4, as MLB.com's Jeff Nelson explains.
Yeah, he had the record in Game 3 when he had 15 scoreless. He just added that in Game 4 with 16, and then he gave up the home run his second inning that he pitched. Incredible guy. When you have someone down there like Terry Francona, this guy's been lights out all postseason. What can you say? I guess you can't help but go to him. A little surprised that he did pitch in Game 4. They had a 7-1 lead before he gave up the home run. Just completely dominant. You're going to have to go to him. And plus, he has another record that he overtook K-Rod with the strikeouts, 29 strikeouts to 2 in Game 4, pushed him over the limit. He had 27 going into Game 4. He now has 29, so I'm sure that'll be shattered even more or extended even more. Yeah, absolutely. When you have a weapon like that, I'm sure he goes to Terry Francona and says, listen, I'm available for Game 5. They're going to use him. If they have to go back to Cleveland, they have that day off on Monday.
After trailing 1-0 after 1, the Indians' offense came to life, eventually building a 7-1 lead en route to a 7-2 win. For more on the Indians' offense, here's MLB.com's Jeff Nelson.
Tack on runs, and that's all Cleveland's been doing. They've been doing the little things and then scoring late. They'll score early, but it's those late inning runs that really put the nail in the coffin. Kipnis, a great game for 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and that big 3-run homer in the 7th inning really put it out of reach.
It'll be Trevor Bauer on the hill for the Indians in Game 5 as they look to seal their first world title since 1948. Meanwhile, it's John Lester for the Cubs as they look to send the Fall Classic back to Cleveland for Game 6 on Tuesday.
John Lester is the ace of the Chicago Cubs. He's going to take the ball, and he's going to try to pitch the game of his life and continue this series for the Cubs. I got a lot of faith in him. I think he's a guy that knows how to pitch in these big games. He's shown that in the past with his resume in postseason ball, but no bigger game than he's ever pitched than this one. Well, without Cody Allen, the closer, pitching in this game, I think Terry Francona knows he's got Andrew Miller again if he needs him. He's got Brian Shaw, who didn't pitch in game four, and he's got, you know, the closer of their team, Cody Allen. So I really think he's going to manage this game kind of like a bullpen game. He'll let Bauer go, but if there's any indication he's in trouble early, he'll be out of there because they want to end this thing right here in Chicago.